We're talking with Aram Demirjian, the KSO music director, who's here at WUOT Studios. And welcome back. It's great to always have you here.
Happy 4th, Todd. Great to be here.
I actually really, really enjoy the 4th of July. And one of the things that makes it fun is events like what's happening at the World's Fair Park. Can you tell us exactly what kind of show you got planned?
Oh, yeah. Well, we love at the KSO performing our free Pilot Flying J Independence Day concert at the festival on the 4th. It's such a spectacular way for the community, really Knoxville and beyond, really the entire East Tennessee community, to come together in a sense of celebration and celebration around music in particular. I love the 4th of July for so many reasons. I love the fellowship, I love the festivity, I love the fireworks, but particularly I love American music, as people who have seen my programming realize to a certain degree. So really, I view the 4th of July as an opportunity not only to celebrate the history of our country, but to celebrate the great musical and artistic output of our country, especially in the last 100 years. And this program is a celebration of American music in so many ways. It's got classics like Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. It's got, of course, all of your traditional patriotic songs, America the Beautiful, the National Anthem. It's got the Armed Forces Salute, which we love doing every year. And it also places a spotlight on the music of Leonard Bernstein. And, of course, there's a worldwide celebration of Bernstein's 100th anniversary. So we are doing two of Bernstein's most time-honored pieces, a medley from West Side Story, and then also the Overture to Candide as a little preview of the collaboration the KSO is going to be doing with the Clarence Brown Theater starting in August, doing the full production of Bernstein's Candide.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yes. Candide is not as widely known as West Side Story, but it is equally brilliant, and it is so beautiful, moving, humorous, witty, and it is in a lot of ways, it's like the perfect distillation of who Bernstein was as a musician. You have every musical vernacular that he inhabited with on display in this operetta.
Also on the schedule is Charles Ives' Variations on America, which is one of my all-time favorite pieces. Tell me a little bit about how that made it in. That one doesn't always make the cut, right?
Yeah, Ives, you don't necessarily think of Ives at an outdoor concert, especially performing Ives for an audience for whom this might be the only orchestra concert they attend all year. Variations on America is, I would say, one of Ives' more tonally oriented pieces. It is truly a set of variations on the song My Country Tis of Thee, also known as America. He wrote it for organ originally, and it was orchestrated by another American composer, William Schumann. And, I've been wanting to program it on July 4th for a long time, and I thought this year, let's just go for it, especially because, whenever I come to the 4th of July, I'm always thinking about how, America means so many different things to different people, and the celebration of the 4th means, it's meaningful to people in a lot of different ways. And so I really want a celebration of the 4th to be a celebration of the breadth of America, and not to make a joke, but hopefully the program and this piece has a variation on America for everybody.
Another thing I would like to mention is this is at the World's Fair Park, so it's not in your typical performance space. What is it like playing at the World's Fair Park, being outside on a holiday?
There is a different set of challenges performing in any venue, and certainly performing outdoors, you have challenges that you don't necessarily have in the Tennessee Theater, like insects and wind blowing the music off the stands. I had a piece of music once hit the 4th row, not in Knoxville, but in a different outdoor concert. But all of our musicians in the KSO are hardy, they are prepared for this, and certainly you're playing for a much bigger space, and you're not getting as much sound back necessarily as you get when you play in a concert hall, but orchestras have been playing outdoor concerts since the time orchestras were a thing. I mean, you go back to, you go back to the courts of Versailles and the British monarchy. I mean, you think of Handel's Water Music that was played on a barge before. So, you know, outdoors, while a less frequent venue for orchestra concerts, is definitely what I would call a conventional venue.
One of the things I really love about outdoor concerts is I love the approach, like, because I'm usually running late, and I love walking up to something where I can hear the music in the background, saying it's Ives or Copeland or something, and it just gets louder and louder as you come up, and then you see all the people. It's kind of a really nice way to join with the music.
It is. I mean, you know, it's very Ivesian in a way, what you just described, because Ives was somebody who composed music as he heard sound in the world to an extent. And so he actually wrote some pieces of music that represented, you know, a marching band from far away coming at you, passing by you, and then going away, and what that sounds like. So, yeah, no, there's something very picturesque and evocative about playing outdoors, because really, you know, we talk all the time at the KSO about making sure that great music, great symphonic music, is available for everybody, which is why we perform free concerts like this. And to do a concert like this in the heart of the city, where quite literally anybody, no matter what their age, their background, whether they've been to an orchestra concert before or never heard a violin, you know, their financial situation, it doesn't matter. Anybody can walk into this public park that is ours and enjoy this phenomenal music.
And there's probably someone at this very concert who's going to walk in there not having been to a classical concert before, maybe a young person.
Oh, yeah.
It could be life-changing.
It can absolutely be life-changing. And, you know, I think of kids especially who are at these concerts all the time. I mean, I have my own memories of going to patriotic concerts. One of the things that's great musically about the patriotic concerts is so many of the tunes are familiar. So you feel like you're in on it already.
One of my favorite performances of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra was at the Big Ears Festival when you played the Mill and Mine on the floor.
Yes.
And so this is kind of exciting to me to see the KSO in all these different locations. But now you're really going over the top. You're going to go all the way to D.C. here in a couple of years. Can you explain what's going on with that in the Shift Festival?
Yes. So the Shift Festival, Shift, a Festival of American Orchestras is the official title, was started a couple of years ago. It is a festival that happens either annually or biannually. They're still sort of working out the pattern of the schedule at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and it celebrates North American orchestras who really have a focus on transformative community engagement. And a call went out to orchestras across the country, across the continent, to submit applications to be featured in this festival. And the KSO submitted an application. I mean, our whole team really was at work on it. It consisted of a recording of one of our concerts. It also consisted of a long mission statement describing who we are, what we do, both artistically and out in the community with all of our education initiatives, our music and wellness, and program proposals as well. And it was a lengthy process with interviews and extra information submitted. And just a couple of weeks ago, we found out that we are going to be one of four orchestras invited to this festival. It's a testament, really, to the entire organization, every single person, because, you know, we were invited to be featured on a national stage like this, both because of our artistry, but also because of our genuine commitment to community engagement, to giving back to our community, to enriching our community. The program that we're going to be performing is actually one that we performed last September. It was called Knoxville Postcards back then. We are taking it to D.C. with the title Knoxville Artists at Home.
Will R.B. Morris be going with you?
R.B. Morris will be going with us, and he will be doing readings of James Agee to stitch the program together. A brass ensemble from the University of Tennessee will also be traveling with us. We will be partnering with one of the most phenomenal young sopranos out there right now, Julia Bullock, who will be performing Barber's Knoxville Summer of 1915. a piece that I have been fortunate enough to perform with her before, and she has a truly transcendent interpretation of it.
Well, Aram Demirjian, thanks for talking with us, and congratulations to you and the entire Knoxville Symphony Orchestra organization for this honor. You don't have to wait to go to D.C. to see them. They will be at the World's Fair Park on July 4th at 8 p.m. The concert is free. For WUOT, I'm Todd Steed.